This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, access to capital is becoming a bigger challenge for farmers and rural businesses across Iowa. With tighter margins and rising costs, delays in financing can mean missed opportunities. I had the chance to talk with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, who chairs the Senate Small Business Committee, and what they're hearing from lenders and producers. We'll talk with the senator next.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. We provide customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
Senator Ernst told me that the Senate Small Business Committee has been focused on rural development and bringing Iowa voices to Washington to talk about some of the challenges they're seeing.
I was able to convene our Small Business Committee and focus on rural development and our agricultural economy. And so I had two witnesses from Iowa. They were wonderful. We had Melissa Spurgeon. She was from Albia. She is with First Iowa State Bank. And we also had Jay Funky, who is a farmer and someone who developed an equipment, not manufacturing, but an equipment sales business out of Edgewood. And so we brought them in and allowed them to give testimony in front of the committee. And then we talked about potential solutions.
Ernst says that the problem shows up most clearly when lenders try to use Small Business Administration loan programs and the red tape that they're running into.
Ms. Spurgeon, Melissa, she gave a great example of a borrower that had come into the bank, and she worked with that person on a 7A loan through the SBA. And she said the requirements, every time they submitted paperwork, the SBA would come back asking for more and more and more requirements. And eventually it turned into a process that took about 6 months or longer. And that's a long time to secure a loan if you're trying to purchase a business or additional farm ground. So it's just so lengthy, so burdensome. So what we need to do is find a way to streamline the requirements, make it easier for people to apply for those loans.
Ernst says that fixing those delays means expanding access to capital and modernizing how rural financing works.
And we've got a number of efforts where we're trying to allow greater access to capital for our farmers. And one of those is the Modernizing Agricultural and Manufacturing Bond Act, or what I call MABA. And it's a way of using tax-exempt bonds. The state authorities can access those. And then the lenders, of course, can turn around, loan out to our farmers, whether through the Aggie bonds or industrial development bonds, but raising the cap on those so there is greater access to capital. That's one of my latest efforts. And we also have a Manufacturing Finance Act as well. That's a bipartisan bill.
Senator Ernst says there is bipartisan interest in streamlining these programs so farmers and small town businesses can secure financing when they need it. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.